Academy's podcast for the people. I'm your host, Kiara Morrow. Joining us today is Hannah Barris with the Stormwater Division for Roads and Transportation with Jefferson County. We're excited to have you on today. Welcome, Hannah.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We have an event coming up this weekend that we just wanted you to stop by and talk to us about, the Household Hazardous Waste Day, which is taking place Saturday, April 13th from 8 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. You want to talk a little bit about that? That's three locations, and we want people to come out. Tell us about where we're going to be. First Baptist Church, Gardendale? Where?
Yeah, and then Classic Car Motoring in Irondale, and at the Bessemer City of Bessemer Laydown Yard in Bessemer.
Awesome. We'll have all those details with the address and everywhere where you can join us to bring out your household hazardous waste to properly dispose of them. But we wanted to get Hannah to come by and talk to us a little bit about, what is the problem? Why is it so important that we want citizens to bring out the household hazardous waste to dispose of them properly? The critical elements that maybe they may have missed out on, and why it's so important.
The term hazardous is just crazy because it's common everyday chemicals that you have under your sink and in your bathroom and your garage. And these items are safe. However, when you stuff and shove them in the back of your trash bag, take it to the street where the trash truck picks them up, puts it in the trash truck, along with everybody else in the neighborhood, you never know what other people are putting in their trash bag. So when all these bags of trash get compacted in the back of the trash truck, they mix and combine. So we all know that bleach and ammonia aren't good when they mix or combine together. So what we want you to do, in lieu of doing that, we want you to put them in a box, put them in the trunk of your car, and bring them to us, where we have various vendors that will help us safely dispose of these items so that they don't intermix when disposing.
That is critical for our environmental safety, correct?
Yeah, and also for the people that are working the trash trucks.
Absolutely, and we want them to continue to be safe on the job. So this is not only thinking about the environment, but the workers who have to dispose of these items improperly a lot of times, right? Because we leave them no choice when it goes to the landfill.
Right. So they're on the truck. They can't escape if these chemicals combine, and they do. They get compacted together. So not only for the people and the workers on the trash trucks, but it's also for the landfill itself.
Awesome. Well, you've heard it here first. That's going to be Saturday, April 13th from 8 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. We'll have those locations listed in the bottom description. What happens if they can't make it this weekend? When do they get another opportunity to properly dispose of these items?
We're excited. We have our 2024 schedule already lined up. So October 19th, we have two locations at the highway camp, and those times will be 8 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. And so bring us your stuff then. Every year we have at least two of these Household Hazardous Waste Day events. So come on out, pack your items, bring them to us. We also ask, though, that you bring patience. These are heavily attended, and I promise you the workers want you to get out just as fast as you do. We're excited that you'll participate, so come on out and visit us.
Awesome. And we know it will definitely be worth the time that they wait to put in, because they are contributing to the safety of our environment, to our workers, and to all citizens. So thank you so much for stopping by and visiting us today. Again, that's Saturday, April 13th for this year's Household Hazardous Waste Day. Another Household Hazardous Waste Day.
The spring one.
This is the spring edition.
Yeah.
Great. From 8 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Come on out. For more information, be sure to either follow us on Facebook under Jefferson County or log on to jccal.org for more information on all types of items that will be accepted. Thank you so much again, Hannah. We look forward to a great event, and we look forward to seeing you all there.
Thanks for having me.